Welcome back to From Fear to Fun, the podcast where we explore how to transform clinical encounters with children from scenes of fear into moments of connection, confidence, and cooperation. Today we are talking about one of the most powerful and most underestimated emotional forces in pediatric care, curiosity. Whenever we face something new, two emotions rise up inside us, fear and curiosity. Fear sees the unknown as a threat. Curiosity sees the unknown as an adventure. Same situation, opposite emotional effects. Think about the last time you went on holiday. You choose a new environment, tried new routines, tasted new food. And the dominant emotion wasn't fear. It was curiosity. Why? Because you choose the experience. You opened yourself to it. Curiosity is an intrinsic human need. It drives us to explore, to learn, to lead forward into the world. Curiosity motivates us to seek new information and new sensory experiences. It makes us available mentally and emotionally for new impressions. When we are curious, we open up. We connect more easily with our environment and with other people. We become receptive, but fear does the opposite. Fear makes us protect ourselves. Fear closes us down. And here is the key insight. Fear and curiosity are always in balance. When one rises, the other falls. In my practice, curiosity is one of the most important ingredients for a successful interaction with a child. We know that fear reduces curiosity. But curiosity also reduces fear. It's one of the most effective antidotes we have. Curiosity is needed to explore new situations, even in a doctor's office. That's why I intentionally try to trigger curiosity as early as possible. Because the moment a child becomes curious about me, about the room, or about what's going to happen next, the game is won. Their body softens, their eyes widen, their minds open, and suddenly cooperation becomes possible. Over the years, I've noticed something consistent. If I can shift a child's attitude towards curiosity within the first few seconds of our encounter, the consultation will go well. Those first seconds matter. They set the emotional tone. They determine whether fear takes over or curiosity does. And when curiosity wins, everything becomes easier. Communication, examination, treatment, trust. In the next episode, I'll share how we can intentionally trigger curiosity, even in anxious or fearful children. In a nutshell, to start any cooperation with a child, we need them to become curious. Curiosity opens the door, fear closes it. Our job is to help curiosity to walk in first. Thanks for joining me for this episode of From Fear to Fun. In the next episode, we'll explore practical strategies to spark curiosity from the very first moment of contact. Until then, keep noticing, keep inviting, and keep moving from fear to fun.